Hello, my name is Jack. Welcome to Learning English Through the Bible. We are so glad that you could join us today as we continue our journey through God's Word, the Bible. We have learned that the English word Bible means a collection of books. In fact, the Bible has two major divisions, the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, there are 39 books. 38 and a half of them are written in Hebrew, that is the official language of Israel, and spoken by many Jews around the world today. In the New Testament, there are 27 books that are written in Greek during the 1st century A.D. You may be curious about the English word Testament. Actually, when you open up a Bible, you immediately realize that Testament is the key word in the Bible's title. Its root word in Latin is testamentum, meaning covenant with God. What is a covenant, you may ask? A covenant is a formal and binding agreement or promise between two or more parties. For example, a marriage covenant is a binding agreement between a man and a woman. By law, a married man is no longer free to marry another woman, and vice versa. The husband-wife relationship between them carries with it mutual benefits and responsibilities that are protected by law. Since the Bible is the book on the relationship between God and man, the word Testament, meaning covenant, is the true title of this collection of books. As you can expect, the word covenant appears many times throughout the Bible. Now let's read a few passages from the Bible and see what kind of covenant God made between man and himself. Let's start with the first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapter 6, verse 11. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you." Noah did everything just as God commanded him. The Bible tells us Noah made a very great ship that is nowadays known as Noah's Ark. It was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high, and it had three stories inside. Of course, it took Noah a very long time to build such a huge ark. When the ark was completed, he and his wife, his three sons and their three wives, and many pairs of living creatures entered the ark and stayed inside safe. Then the great flood began to submerge the whole earth. Let's read the Bible again. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. On that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 20 feet. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. Men and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds of the air were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. Here we see all men except the 8 people of Noah's family were destroyed in the great flood. So we Chinese people must be from Noah's family, as all other nations are. Doesn't our Chinese character for ship, Chuan, remind us of this fact? Isn't Chuan written as 8 people in an ark? Zhou Ba Kou. After the great flood, mankind had a new beginning through Noah's family of 8. Let's read a few verses from chapter 9 of Genesis. In verse 1, the Bible says, "Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the earth.'" God made a covenant with Noah and the mankind. In verses 12 and 13, the Bible says, "And God said, 'This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you, and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth.'" God promised to Noah and to mankind, "Never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done." What a covenant! God promised not to destroy the whole earth again with water, even though the Bible clearly says mankind is bound to sin. God binds himself in a covenant not again to wipe out man from the earth. You certainly want to ask why. The answer, of course, can be found in many places in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Let's leap forward to the first book of the New Testament, that is, the book of Matthew. In chapter 26, verse 28, Jesus said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus' blood was shed when he was nailed to the cross. His death on the cross cancels out all the penalties of sin for everyone who trusts in him. His resurrection, that is, rising up from the dead, gives everyone who believes in his name a new life, a life everlasting, a life of love and freedom, free from sin and death. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." There are many more interesting passages on the covenant between God and man, but we have to stop right now. I hope you will be able to join us again next time as we continue our journey through the Bible. Until then, may God bless you and may God be with you.